Good afternoon. You're listening to the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK Community Radio. My name is DJ PJ, and I'll be your host for today's public affairs show. I'm excited to introduce my guest and mentor, local musician Patrick Fagan. And today he'll be talking about his new album, Waltz for Dogs. Let's get started. You want to introduce yourself, tell people some stuff about you?
Great. Yeah. I live here in Carbondale. And I've been playing music all my life. I grew up in New Hampshire, but I moved to Colorado for graduate school back in 91, and Colorado's been home since then.
Yeah. What instruments do you play? Which ones can you find on your album?
On the album, I sing, I play guitar, bass, trombone, and a little bit of euphonium. I play other instruments, but like I can play the flute, but no one's going to pay to hear me play the flute. I can play it well enough to, you know, to teach someone to get started on it. So, I used to be a band director. And when, as a band director, you need to learn the basics of a lot of instruments.
What got you into music?
My parents played, but both my parents played piano and sang. Grew up the youngest of five kids, and we all did a little something with it. My sister Mary is also a professional musician. I grew up surrounded by it and hearing it all the time. And I think any younger sibling usually wants to try to keep up with their older siblings.
Yeah. What is your inspiration? I know your first song is Waltz for Dogs, and it's... I think it's really clever with the, this is a waltz for humans with two legs and this is the waltz for dogs. How'd you come up with that?
Back in college, I noticed, Tchaikovsky and Aaron Copland both wrote things called waltzes, but they're in five. And usually waltz is in three. And just joking around with friends, it was just like, oh, you know, we've got two legs, but we waltz in three. You know, if there's a waltz in five, it must be written for somebody with four legs. And so that idea kind of stayed with me. I've liked the song is in five, as a waltz for a dog should be, obviously. And I was just doodling around on bass guitar, trying to come up with a fun bass line that was in five. And the song kind of grew out of that idea of four-legged beasts waltz in five and getting the riff on the bass.
Why did you decide to write your album? Why now?
It's something I've been wanting to do for a long time. I've been writing songs for a long time and performing here and there. A few friends have done the same thing. Dan Rosenthal and his wife Pam, they're old friends of mine. Dan plays on the album. They've recorded a few albums over the last couple of years. My sister Mary, Mary Fagan, she has recorded a couple albums over the few years, and other acquaintances around here. And I do feel good about the songs that I've written. And it was nice to finally get a finished product out there. I would say the other thing was just maybe trying to get it done before I turn 60, which will be in a couple weeks.
I know it's hard to choose, but what's your favorite one out of the whole album? Favorite song?
Favorite song? That'll depend on my mood, and it does change. Do you have a favorite?
I like No Mau Mei.
Oh, No Mau Mei. Yeah. I really do like that one. And it was kind of fun how that one just came to me very quickly. I was visiting my sister who's a musician. I have another sister, Julia. Mary had just moved. And I knocked on her neighbor's door. I wasn't sure which house was which. And the neighbor's lawn was perfect. And my sister, and this was in the month of May, my sister and her husband, they were doing no-mow May. So they're letting their grass grow, which is good for the pollinators. And the neighbor, and he was nice, he was nice enough, but he was like, oh, you're looking for Mary and Greg. They're across the street in the house with the messy lawn. And and then I mentioned that to Mary, and she and I decided that no mow May, the ethic of no mow May and helping out our bees, deserves a song. And so we just came up with like one or two lines, and we drove to another friend's gig later that morning, and the rest of the song just kind of came to me, and I was driving, so I like just voice messaged it into my phone. the rest of the song, once I got the rhythm and just that tagline of no mo may.
Do you want to play a little bit of it for us?
Sure. Birds and the bees and the blossoms in the trees all love no mow May. There's gratitude in every eye of every moth and butterfly during no mow May. But those uppity neighbors might think you're slacking in your labors when they see a few dandelions growing in your lawn. But when they see pollinators pollinating, helping plants with procreating, I hope they figure out what's going on and help out the honeybees and let their grass grow pretty please for no mow May. What do you say? Just let your grass grow for the month of May. Hooray, hooray. It's the first of May and no mow May starts today. Thank you.
Yeah, that one's my favorite. I really like that one.
Thanks. Yeah, there's another verse on the recording, and I, after playing the song for a little while, I started thinking of background horn parts. So Chance Davis, the band director in Basalt, is playing saxophone on it. Dustin Lutomsky plays trumpet on it. I played trombone for some of the backing parts on that one.
How would you describe your album? Like the genre, stuff like that?
It's kind of bluesy and folky. There's, Mark Gray, Mom G, and a lot of people, listeners might remember him when he lived in Carbondale. And Mark Brule and Dan Rosenthal and I were in a blues band together called Electric Lemon for about 10 years. And so after playing so much blues with all of those guys, I wound up writing a few blues songs. I've also always enjoyed folk music. So I think blues and folk are probably the closest, best descriptors. There's some elements of jazz and rock that slip in there as well.
Yeah, there is a couple sort of more rock songs in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially Welcome to My Existential Crisis.
Yeah. Where can your listeners find your music?
I just got a website started. www.patrickfaganmusic.com. And I just started And still in the process of getting my music out to streaming services. I have CDs that got that arrived, some for sale right at White River Books, and also up at the Redstone General Store. And I will also have CDs for sale at my recording release show coming up at Steve's Guitars. I've got LPs being printed. They're, I hope they arrive before before the recording release show, but we'll see.
When's your show?
The show will be April 29th at Steve's Guitars. I will start at 8 p.m. The doors will open at 7:30. It is possible to buy tickets beforehand through at stevesguitars.net.
Where was your album recorded?
I recorded the album right here in Carbondale at Cool Brick Studios with Dave Taylor.
I really like the look of your guitar. Where did you get that from?
My guitar was made by Mark Bagby, an old friend of mine. Mark and I used to teach skiing together in Breckenridge. Same with Dan Rosenthal. There's a whole bunch of people that used to work over there that moved over here. And Mark retired from teaching skiing, and now he's building guitars. He's got a shop in Glenwood Springs, and he has a website, bagsguitars.com. I've been really happy with it. I love that it plays pretty easily, has a nice tone, and it still projects, still projects quite well, too.
Do you have any advice for the upcoming musicians?
Learn how to play by ear. You know, learn how to read and learn how to play by ear. If you learn how to play more than one instrument, all of those things are really helpful. You learn how to play a few different styles. That way, if someone asks you, can you play this? Or can, you know, whether it's a style or a different instrument, then you can say yes. I taught music for a long time, and I had been playing music for a long time before I ever really started to learn how to improvise. And once I learned how to improvise, then it just became that much easier to play music with that many more people.
For young musicians looking for resources, what are some things that they could do to get involved?
Locally, we are really fortunate to have Jazz Aspen Snowmass, which I do some work with, and I'm thankful to them. Also, the Aspen Music Festival, a little bit more on the orchestral side of things. Those are excellent resources right around here. There also are a lot of there's a good music scene here in Carbondale with Sweet Jessup and the Dirty Buckets. There's a few other Hell Roaring String Band, the Roaring Fork Youth Orchestra. I think that's involved with Aspen Music Festival, Symphony in the Valley. There's a lot of different opportunities for young musicians to play. Jazz Aspen Snowmass has the Street Horns, which I know you know about, because you've been playing trumpet with them.
Yeah, and then we also have a lot of mariachi here.
Correct. Yeah. I just got involved with that last year. I hope to be involved with it again this year. But there might be a scheduling conflict with Theater Aspen. And Theater Aspen is also another really good venue for young musicians here, especially if they're interested in music theater.
Do you have anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
Earlier we spoke a little bit about the song Waltz for Dogs, which is the title track on the album. And I mentioned that the song grew out of this bass line, which is in 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. waltz is usually in three. We got two legs, but we waltz in three. If we had four legs, we'd waltz in five. Three is a waltz for us. Step, slide, step, a waltz for us. But five, that's a waltz for a dog. And the rest of the song is kind of based off of that idea of going through a few different animals. And when, if people can make it to the concert, I hope that instead of the singing along, I hope that they get to howl and bark and meow and moo along with that one.
Let's listen to a song or two from the album as well.
Great. Maybe we'll just continue with that title track with the full band, with with drums and horns and bass.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. But thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for listening. Patrick has a show on the 29th at Steve's Guitars at 8 p.m., and you can also hear his music on patrickfaganmusic.com. Thank you for joining me.
And thank you very much for having me. A waltz is usually in three. A waltz is usually in three. We got two legs, but we waltz in three. If we had four legs, we'd waltz in five. Three is a waltz for us. Step, slide, step, a waltz for us. But five, that's a waltz for dogs. Five's a waltz for your dog. Five is a waltz for your dog. You want to learn to waltz in five, ask a dance pedagogue, and then you can waltz with your dog. Step, whoop, step, 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 oh, step, step, yeah, five, that's a waltz for a dog. Five can be a waltz for a cat. That's a waltz for a cat. Would you please tell Murgatroyd and Mitten that five is a waltz for a cat. Step, meow, step, 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 shh, ha, 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 five, it's a waltz for a cat. Five, that's a waltz for elephants. This groove is gonna get the pachyderms to dance. 'Cause five, that's a waltz for elephants. Step, 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 stomp, stomp, stomp. Five, it's a waltz for elephants. It's a waltz for a bull. Five, that's a waltz for a bull. A waltzing bull is so peaceful that matadors lay down their swords and dance with a bull down on all fours. Step, 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 ole, step, step, yeah, five. It's a waltz for a bull.
got two legs, but we waltz in three. If we had four legs, we'd waltz in five. Three is a waltz for us. Step, slide, step, waltz for us. But five, that's a waltz for dogs. Step, whoop, step, 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 meow, paw, 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 step, stomp, 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 step, 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 five is a waltz for any of our four-legged friends, like a horse, or a capybara, or an elk. We got donkeys, squirrels, and marmots.